Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So, episode 13. Today we'll handle three more questions because this is the third week of the 12-week essentially plan that we're doing together where I'm going to help you guys out losing weight. In this third week, they were on the Q&A episode, so we're going to be answering some questions. The first thing I really want to get into, though, before we get into the questions, is that essentially, if you are enjoying this podcast series and you really want it to continue for a very long time, then please head over to my Patreon, patreon.com/theweightmates, and check out the different tiers. I normally don't tend to go into this much detail when I'm promoting my Patreon, but to be completely honest, running a business is expensive, especially in these times, and so every little bit helps. The cheapest tier starts at €3 a month, and it would just help an absolute ton if you could spare it, because it would just allow me to keep on helping more people without having to stop the business. So with that out of the way, I want you to grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode properly whilst also still assisting your weight loss journey. So question number one, I just dropped my pen. Question number one came from one of my friends, actually, who I'm helping out with losing weight. And they said, well, you know, I started recently, but I'm constantly feeling hungry, right? And this is actually a very common thing for most people to feel, especially in the first few days, even the first 2 weeks can be quite tough in this sense. So the main thing that's going on here, and I definitely think a good analogy for this is based on essentially like a little factory worker, right? You gotta imagine, right? If your body takes in carbs and fats, right, which it should do, your body will try to use the carbs first, right? There'll be this little guy at this conveyor belt, and he will essentially constantly pick up those carbs and essentially use them to fuel the body, right? And the fats, they pretty much go instantly into storage. And so he won't really touch those. So when you start losing weight, or when you start that process, you will actually start to consume less carbs than you normally would. And so at some point, that conveyor belt is going to run out of carbs. And so the little guy's going to be standing there, and he's going to be wondering, where are the carbs, right? So that will happen for a day, 2 days, 3 days. And then by the fourth day, that little guy is going to think to himself, well, screw that. I'm not going to go and stand there again waiting for some carbs to come in. Instead, I'm just going to start grabbing from the fat storage right away, right? So, and that's kind of where that feeling of hunger or that initial hunger kind of comes from, because your body is trying to get used to this lower energy intake, right? This lower calorie intake, which means you're getting less energy inside your body, right? So in my opinion, this is nothing to worry about, right? There's nothing going wrong. You're absolutely doing it right, as long as you're not too hungry, right? If you're really starving, make sure to up your calorie budget by about 100 or 200 calories, depending on how big your deficit is. And then you can work from there and kind of keep testing until you find the perfect balance. But the thing that you can kind of do to kind of counteract this feeling of hunger, this feeling of constant hunger, is to, drink more water, right? If you're feeling hungry, just grab yourself a glass of water. Even if it's just a tiny glass or a very large glass, make sure to drink a glass of water. 9 out of 10 times, that will keep the hunger at bay, right? And you'll be helping yourself because, you know, water is a great cleanser for the body. So, you know, make sure to always have enough water. The second thing you could do, right, to stop feeling as hungry is to take a look at your eating pattern, right? So if you have a big breakfast and a big lunch and a big dinner, but you're never eating anything in between, essentially the thing that's happening is you're getting a lot of energy during your breakfast, and then that spike is kind of created, where that spike in energy consumption is created. And then all the way up to lunch, there's no energy coming in, right? And, well, sadly enough, the energy is not gradually used until lunch hits and then another spike. No, the energy is used really quickly, and then there's barely any energy, which causes that feeling of hunger. And then at lunch again, you know, big spike, quickly used, and then again a long period without additional energy, right? So the best thing you can do is to have a bit of a smaller breakfast, right, for example, and then add a little snack in between, right? Between your breakfast and your lunch, add in a little snack that is not too high in calories, right? That has some good nutritional value, so something like lots of fibers or lots of vitamins, right? Those kind of things. And just, you know, kind of take it from there. Because in the end, if you're hungry, it's going to make it uncomfortable and it's going to make it really hard for you to lose weight, right? Which is not the thing we want here. So for the conclusion, right, either drink some more water, right, or increase your calorie budget a little bit, right, kind of play around with the numbers, see what works best for you, right, while still staying within probably around a 300 calorie deficit at the least, unless that goes below 1200, then we don't do that, right? Or, you know, take a look at your eating patterns and try to introduce a couple more snack moments instead of only having big meals. And I can assure you at that point, the hunger will subside, especially after a couple of days, it'll definitely subside. If it doesn't though, it's always a good thing to just quickly talk to a doctor just to see if there's maybe more going on. And if there's not, then that's great. If you need any more help, feel free to contact me, Christopher@theweightmates.com for email, or just shoot me a DM on Twitter or Instagram @theweightmates, and I'll see you as well. So the second question we have lined up for today is also comes from a client of mine. It says, I've gained weight since I started instead of losing it, right? So this is actually something that can happen. You can actually first gain weight before you start losing weight. Now, there's a couple of conditions that are in play when you're gaining a little bit of weight instead of losing it. And I want you to keep in mind, if you're gaining weight in this case, right, if you've recently started and you're gaining weight, then make sure that it's not like above 2 pounds at max, right, over the course of a week. Mainly because if it is more than 2 pounds, then there's probably something else going on, probably too high of a calorie budget still. And then we need to kind of reassess that, right? But if it is below 2 pounds that you've gained since your last weighing moment, then there's a good chance that it's water weight if you've been starting to do exercise. There's a good chance it could actually be a tiny bit of muscle weight, even though it's unlikely to train it that quickly, but it is possible to some degree. And other than that, if it's below a pound, it could very well be fluctuation, right? It could very well be that you just had a bad night's sleep, and so your body wasn't able to get rid of as much water as it normally would. And so you will have simply, well, it looks like you've gained weight, right? But in reality, it's not actually the case because you haven't gained fat. Other than that, it could also be that the night before you had a very carb-heavy meal, because carb-heavy meals tend to attract a lot more water and tend to retain a lot more water inside the body. And again, you know, at that point, it looks like you're heavier, but it's just water weight that's there. And otherwise, like I said, it might be a bit of water weight from exercise. But again, all those things should subside. The only thing with water weight is that it generally takes anywhere between 2 and 6 weeks to disappear, right? So, in conclusion, if you've gained a little bit of weight since you started, right, it might be because of exercise, if you've been doing that, it might be because you had a bad night's sleep before you weighed yourself, or it might be because you had a heavy carb meal the night before, which means you're retaining extra water, right? Pretty much water is the bad guy in this case, right? But normally it's a very good guy, so make sure to drink enough water. So, question number three. This also came from a client of mine, and it says, how much weight can I lose before the new year starts, right? And to be completely honest, the most healthy pace to lose weight at is 1 pound per week, right? That is pretty much the healthiest speed that any person can really lose weight at. However, there are exceptions. If you're just starting and you are pretty overweight, right? If you have quite a few pounds to lose, then it's normal for you to lose anywhere between 3 to 10 pounds in the first 2 weeks, right? So, in order to answer the question, right, as of the recording date, which is on the Wednesday, because I always record these on the day that they go live, it is roughly 11 weeks left until the new year starts. So, if we follow that math, you could lose 11 pounds before the end of the year, right? However, there is obviously the assumption there that you would be doing everything perfectly during those 11 weeks in order to actually lose those 11 pounds. So in my opinion, I would more so aim for losing around 6 to 8 pounds before the end of the year, and kind of going from there. Because this is the thing again, you know, it gives you a little bit of margin for error, right? Which always happens, mistakes happen. And if you do smash that goal, and you can keep going and you can lose an extra couple of pounds before the new year starts, then that's great and it'll be a great motivator, right? So again, make sure to aim for smaller goals so that you can beat them in a reasonable time frame and keep on getting motivated because you keep achieving those goals, okay? So that is pretty much that. I really hope that this helps with your weight loss journey, and as per usual, thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.